To Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Lamed, the 130th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim, and this is a Mizmor which we should know very, very well. The reason is it's Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Kra'asicha Hashem. It is the song of ascent when we call to Hashem from the depths. Let's take a look at this Mizmor with fresh eyes, with a new perspective, and trying to understand what we're actually saying the many times we say it. This is the 11th of the 15 Shir HaMa'alos. So 11 of those 15 steps, or the shirim of the ascents. And it is made up of 8 psukim, divided roughly into 2 sections, with each a subsection. So here's how it goes. The first 2 psukim are begging Hashem to listen to prayer. The next 2 psukim are begging for forgiveness. Those are the first 2 stanzas of part 1. Part 2 is divided into 2 stanzas. Pasuk Hey to Vav, the 2 psukim are hope in Hashem, and Zayin to Ches, our redemption coming from Hashem. The theme of this Mizmor is fascinating, and that is that there are a number of different perspectives, different voices in this Mizmor. There's the voice begging from Hashem. There's the perspective of Hashem's interaction with this world as it relates to sin. There's the personal journey of the narrator finding Hashem. And there are words of Musar, of rebuke to the nation of Israel to hope in Hashem. And they're all framed by this introduction, which is, Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Kra'asicha Hashem. I'm calling you Hashem from the depths. It's almost as if the story being told unfolds as follows. The narrator, the Mishorer, is in a tough place personally, and he calls out to Hashem, asking for help, asking for an acquittal for his sins. And then he turns to Hashem in hope and encourages Israel to wait for the time of the redemption. It's almost as if the Mizmor is moving to the crescendo from the personal to the national request. He's in a personal crisis, but now he's moving to the national crisis. There is a lot of parallelism in this Mizmor. It's very symmetrical in the sense that there are essentially 2 main sections with 4 stanzas each of 2 psukim, each all the way through for all 8 psukim. And if we look at it in terms of structure and pattern, there's a parallel which is very clear. The first 2 psukim in stanza 1 are a personal and direct call to Hashem, and he mentions himself. So, Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Kra'asicha Hashem, I am calling you Hashem. So it's very clear, I and you, it's personal, it's to Hashem directly. The second stanza is personal and direct to Hashem, but does no longer mention self. So for instance, Im avonos tishmaka, Hashem yamod. If the sins will be sustained, Hashem, who will stand? So it's not talking about himself, but the human condition on an individual level. That's section 1. In the second section, which is the last 4 psukim, we now move to an area where it's not directed to Hashem specifically. It's not you, Hashem. It's really now about talking about Hashem in the third person. So the third stanza, which is Psukim Hey to Vav, is a national or / personal request, which is indirect about it to Hashem, but he still mentions self. So for instance, Kivisi Hashem Kivison Nashi, I hoped in Hashem, that's third person. I hoped in Hashem, Vilidvara Chalti Nafshi La Hashem Yishomer Bokem, self is back in again. And the last stanza, which is the last 2 Psukim, Zayin and Ches, is the national an indirect request of Hashem about redemption, but he no longer mentions self. So it's in a certain sense, if you want to look at the structure, the first 2 stanzas are directed towards Hashem, the last 2 stanzas are about Hashem. In the first of each of the stanzas of each of the 2 sections, there is a mention of self. In the last 2 sections of each stanza, there is a negation of self. That's the general format. The narrator is talking about some form of evil, but it's interesting, he does not talk about enemies, he does not talk about sickness, he does not talk about suffering. He talks about being in a situation where he's terrified of sin. That's what it seems to be his worst fear. Im avonos tishmar ko Hashem yamod. If sins will be sustained, if you're gonna keep them, then who will survive? And it's interesting that the darkness and the depth of this place of sin is far more terrifying for this person, for the narrator, than the consequences and the suffering from being in that place. And in relationships, we see this all the time. When there's a relationship which is in stress, a relationship which is going through a difficult time, it's much easier to blame the symptoms. To say, you know, you do that, this is your pattern of behavior. Well, the pattern of behavior actually bespeaks a more intrinsic issue, and that is the fault in relationship. That we need to fix the relationship rather than the behavior patterns necessarily. And what this Mishorer is saying is, Hashem, I know that whatever it is I'm facing, what troubles me the most is the breakdown of the relationship, the fact that I made these mistakes. I want to come closer, and that is the way to really fix the relationship. That's what the perspective of this Mizmor is. when trying to understand the events behind our Mizmor, as we always look at in a Mizmor, you know, it does fit the bill of the themes of the other Shir HaMaalos that we've looked at. So as an example, it certainly can be something which was said at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Why? Because the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was on Sukkos right after Yom Kippur, which was the time when Israel nationally and personally went through the process of Teshuvah and the Kaporas Avonos and the Atonement of Sins. It can also, as the Ibn Ezra, Radak, the Al-Sheikh point out, can certainly be referring to a golos, referring to exile, and we're talking about over here the hope and aspiration to leave sins, to leave the dark areas that was created by sin and return to Hashem as well. There is a suggestion, a veiled suggestion, one of the footnotes in Rav Amos Chacham's commentary, the Da'at Mikra, which says that it might be also the Mima Ma'akim, the depths that we're talking about sound like the depths of sea or of water, could be referring to perhaps a prayer that Yonah himself said when he was thrown into the depths of the whale. Let's consider the places in our davening this appears. We should recognize this because for a number of reasons this appears quite frequently. Like Shir HaMaalos 1 and 2, which is Kuf Chof and Kuf Chof Aleph, it actually appears in the Seder said on the fast day. It's the fifth or the sixth added brachos on the fast day, so this is part of the natural liturgy. Svarim also add this Mizmor to be said after the Kaddish Shalem of Slichos, just before Kaddish Yassam at the end of Slichos. We actually meet this Mizmor is during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. That the halacha is that we say this mizmor between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu at the end of Pesuk Yed Zimra before we start the Birkas Kriya Shema, we say this with the Aron open. Which is fascinating because, generally speaking, you're not allowed to interrupt during Pesuk Yed Zimra between the two brachos of Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach, and certainly not between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. And the Magen Avraham points out that the only way that one can interrupt is if there's an emergency where there's something which is so desperate that one needs to add in or to be able to say something to turn to Hashem. And I remember Rav Herschel Schechter, when he talked about this Magen Avraham, he always burst out crying. And he said, and that's the situation that we're in during our Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We're in such a desperate strait. Our lives, our very lives on the line. How could we not turn to Hashem? And the place that we put this mizmor of desperation, calling out to Hashem about our sins and Hashem forgiving us, that is at the time when, generally speaking, we would not be able to say something unless we're in the straits of absolute desperation. And that's where this mizmor finds itself. Sometimes when there's a crisis in Israel or a sick person, this mizmor is also used as one of the Shir HaMaalos, which is used to talk about Hashem forgiving us. It is interesting, although it doesn't actually come up in Tefillah itself, but it actually is the backbone of a halacha in Tefillah, the Gemara in Brachos on Yud Amud Beis Paskins, that Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Chanina says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Al Yamod Adam b'makom govoya v'yispalel, ela b'makom namuch v'yispalel. A person should always daven from a lowly place. This can mean physically and certainly emotionally. A person should not walk in, kick open the door and say, God, here I am and this is what I want. The way that a person comes in is one recognizes their place and humbly accepts their station in society. It's interesting that this halacha, which the Machzor Vitri Paskins in Perek Lamed Beis, that the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tefillah, which is Nogea, is actually sometimes taken to be also a physical setup of the shul. So in a number of shuls, you'll notice, if you go to certain older shuls, they'll have the place where the amud is, where the chazan will daven, is actually a few inches lower than the rest of the floor of the shul. So to daven, you actually sort of step down a fraction of a step, and this is a function of Shir HaMaalos Mima Ma'akim Kiras Sicha Hashem. I'm calling out from the depths, and the point is that we're supposed to be davening from the depths. I always find it as a fascinating parallel that this mizmor begins with Shir HaMaalos. It's the song of the ascents, but it's from the depths. We stand in the depths, but we look and our aspirations to the ascents, and that's the place and the station of a Jew. Let's just focus on one pasuk in this mizmor, just one pasuk in the spotlight, and that is the first pasuk where we talk about these depths. What exactly are these depths? Where are they referring to? The Malbim says it refers to two depths. It's not just one from one emek. It's mima amakim, the depths in plural. What are these two depths? So the Malbim says whether it be physical and spiritual. Often the two are connected. When a person is in a rut on a physical level, it also reflects itself spiritually, and vice versa. A person stops going to gym when they feel in an emotional knot. That's what the Malbim says. The Da'at Mikra says it could be the waters of the depths which went down, as we learned at the beginning of the Shir HaMaalos, the introduction to Kuf Chav, that David HaMelech had to say this when the waters actually went down too far, and David HaMelech used the Shir HaMaalos to pull the water up. So it could be referring to those depths. Lubavitcher Rebbe says in the Sichos on Parshas Beshalach, a very beautiful idea. He quotes the Zohar, who says that this mizmor is an anonymous mizmor, so it's not attributed to a specific mishorer, and it's also about from the depths. So he says, what does that mean? How do you connect these two ideas? So his point is that for a person to really come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person needs to pull out of the very depths of themselves. They need to go reach down and be able to perfect the innermost point, the innermost place where they live. And that point is so deep inside a person, is so latent, that it's beyond personality, it's beyond name, it's beyond character. It's that place, it's that chelek elokam imal, that piece of Hashem within us, which is, so to speak, not even us, not complicated by the vestments of narcissism and character. And if we really want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's reaching down into that place in ourselves, which is ironically the point which actually connects us with the rest of society. It's the point which is beyond personality, beyond specific identity, and it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and part of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Ma'amakim, that's the depths that we reach to when trying to come close to Hashem. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.